Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to RRB English Radio. This is Lakh Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. And in this program, as you know, we're going to talk about the characteristics and the seerah and the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in order to make use of all these hints and stories and narrations in our real life and take them into a practical and functional form in order to go through the right path and reach the satisfaction and approval of Allah Almighty. The characteristic and attribute that we're going to talk about in this episode is the honesty and integrity of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. As we all know, Prophet Muhammad was popular and famous at the time of his glorious life as Amin or reliable. And the reason, the underlying reason of calling him Amin was his honesty and integrity. The Prophet was a person whose honesty was common knowledge to those around him. So, in fact, he's men of nation had officially titled him Amin, as I told you, which means the trustworthy. Even when they persecuted him and rejected his message, they still trusted him with their most precious possessions. And there are some narrations from the follower of Prophet Muhammad or the people around him, which one of them is he instructed Ali, peace be upon him, to stay behind in Mecca to return all the property the Messenger of Allah had held in trust for people. There was no one in Mecca, even his enemies, who had valuables that he feared for except that he kept them with the Messenger of Allah, due to the honesty and trustworthiness that was known to all about him. Ali, peace be upon him, stayed back for 3 days and three nights to deliver everything entrusted by the people to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, and then caught up with him after completing that task. His honesty was so evident that even people from different eras, backgrounds, religions, and as I told you, even the enemy of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, recognize it. It's indeed difficult to imagine a fair person reading his life and arriving at a different conclusion. Even from the Western philosophers and historians, there are some people who had this declaration and this confession about Prophet Muhammad, about his reliability at the time. Dear listeners, let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back in order to talk more about this characteristic of Prophet Muhammad, honesty and integrity. Actually, another powerful testament to his integrity was his adamant refusal to allow anyone aggrandize him. Jabir ibn Abdullah narrates that there was a solar eclipse on the day that Ibrahim, the son of Allah's messenger, had died. When the people began to say that the eclipse was due to the death of this young child, Allah's messenger rose at once and said, "The sun and the moon are not eclipsed because of the death or birth of anyone. Rather, there are two of God's signs by which he instills fear in his slaves. When you see an eclipse, pray and invoke God." If the Prophet actually was someone who wouldn't care for the integrity of human beings and, more importantly, his integrity, then it would be an opportunity for himself to use these kind of situations in order to manipulate people or something like that, which for sure is far away from the characteristic of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. There are so many narrations that we can talk about the honesty and integrity of Prophet Muhammad. But let's talk more about these characteristics nowadays. We're living in a world that the beneficial viewpoint and perspective and everything is alive among the people, which has its own roots in the materialism and individualism of people. So living in such a world for sure is really difficult to maintain an honest person to help other and be that honest and trustworthy that people will rely on you in order for you to keep their valuable and treasures and money and other things. So I believe we need to take lessons from the characteristics of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and be the same honest person, for sure, because we are not innocent people, and we don't have this high level in the scene of Allah Almighty. We need to try and struggle and at least be in the road to this perfect and complete goal and achievement of honesty and integrity.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to the program Like Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. And we're talking about the characteristic of honesty and trustworthiness of Prophet Muhammad. There is no room for debate when it comes to the impeccable honesty of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It's an undisputed historical fact which was even affirmed by his actually enemies. So, as I mentioned, there are many hadith and honesty making crystal clear for believers the importance of honesty and truthfulness in Islam. It's of prime importance for every Muslim to strive to emulate Prophet Muhammad's honest, truthful, and trustworthy character. And there is this beautiful verse in Holy Quran that there has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day and who remembers Allah often. Indeed, the Muslim men and Muslim women, the believing men and believing women, the obedient men and the obedient women, the truthful men and truthful women, the patient men and patient women, the humble men and humble women, the charitable men and charitable women, the fasting men and fasting women, the men who guard their private parts and the women who do so, and the men who remember Allah often, women who do so, for them Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. As we have in this beautiful verse of Holy Quran, we mentioned the characteristic of the truthful men and the truthful women. So truthfulness in Islam is not restricted to merely speaking the truth. Honesty is, in fact, a particularly broad category in our religion and has deep implications in different areas. Certainly, telling the truth is a fundamental aspect of honesty. However, it also includes honesty in our relationship with Allah, being sincere in our worship of Him alone. Additionally, we must obey Allah's commands in public and private. O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, both parties in a business transaction have a right to annul it so long as they have not separated. And if they tell the truth and make everything clear to each other, the seller and the buyer speak the truth, the seller with regard to what is purchased, and the buyer with regard to the money, they will be blessed in their transaction. But if they conceal anything and lie, the blessing under transaction will be eliminated. As we see, There are so many aspects to the honesty and trustworthiness of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, which we don't have enough time to talk about. If we want to be the true followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and infallibles, and Islam, and the true Muslims, we need to have this characteristic in our personality as an honest person. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabi. Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.